With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. Montana U.S. Senate hopeful Troy Downing has been receiving California tax exemptions for claiming his house near San Diego as a primary residence. San Diego County Property Assessment Chief Jeffrey Olson said today the Republican and his wife have received tax breaks worth about $76 annually since buying their house in Fallbrook, California in 2005. Downing's campaign manager says his house in Big Sky has been Downing's primary residence since 2009, and any California tax breaks since then would be repaid. Downing's residency has been in the spotlight as he faces multiple hunting violations for the alleged illegal purchase of in-state hunting and fishing licenses from 2011 to 2016. State wildlife officials determined that he was living primarily in California. More than 16,000 residences between Polson and Eureka lost power this morning when a major electrical line failed. It was a transmission line that fed many other parts of the power grid across the Flathead Valley. Wendy Ostrom Price, spokesperson for Flathead Electric Cooperative, said that's why so many people lost power over such a large area.
When there's an impact on a transmission line, it impacts a lot of people. And this was a main line.
The line that failed was operated by Bonneville Power Administration, which sells electricity to the cooperative. The failure occurred somewhere between Kalispell and Columbia Heights, but Ostrom Price said the cooperative doesn't know exactly what caused it. Crews from Bonneville Power Administration had power back on for most customers in less than an hour. Yesterday, Republicans pushed a massive tax overhaul through the U.S. House. Now, a similar plan will be debated in the Senate. Like the House measure, it would slash the corporate tax rate and reduce personal income tax rates for many. But Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester isn't a fan.
It has some serious problems in that it adds $2.2 trillion to the debt. It does some pretty serious stuff for cutting Medicare and Medicaid, increases taxes on some middle-class families. I think the last figure I heard was 13.8 million of them.
Tester also alleges there haven't been any opportunities for public input. The GOP hasn't reached across the aisle to Democrats, and the legislation is a rush job.
There's just a lot of work that needs to be done here that's not being done, and I'm very, very concerned.
Republicans are hoping to send a compromise bill to President Donald Trump's office by Christmas, but they're struggling to get support from some GOP members in the Senate. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines was unable to comment before deadline. Senator Tester says he's donating money his campaign received from Senator Al Franken to a sexual violence prevention organization. Tester denounced Franken and said the Minnesota senator had donated $25,000 to Tester's campaigns. Both Tester and Franken are Democrats. Franken has been accused of groping and forcibly kissing a woman in 2006. The Billings Gazette reports that Tester will donate $25,000 to the Montana Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence. Tester is up for re-election in 2018. The Montana Board of Regents has formally approved the hiring of General Electric Executive Seth Bodnar as president of the University of Montana. In a unanimous vote yesterday, the Regents approved Bodnar's contract with an annual salary of nearly $314,000. Bodnar is a Rhodes Scholar with two master's degrees from the University of Oxford, as well as a Green Beret who graduated first in his class from the U.S. Military Academy in West Point.
I'm Maxine Spire. Law enforcement officials in Montana have released materials from their investigation into Representative Greg Gianforte, who assaulted a reporter on the eve of his election to the U.S. House. More than 100 pages of documents, photos, and audio from the investigation into Gianforte were released under a court order today following requests from the Associated Press and other news organizations. Gianforte threw Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs to the ground on May 24th, the day before his victory in a special election over Democrat Rob Quist. In the attack's immediate aftermath, the Republicans' campaign portrayed Jacobs as the instigator. That version of events was contradicted by audio from Jacobs and by a Fox News reporter who witnessed the attack. Gianforte later pleaded guilty to assault. A rancher in eastern Montana was fined and sentenced to 1 year probation yesterday after pleading guilty in August to killing a bald eagle through a poisoned calf carcass. Prosecutors say 66-year-old Dale Duane Burkle injected a carcass with a pesticide in an attempt to kill coyotes that were attacking his calves last year. The poison killed three coyotes as well as a hawk and the eagle. Federal Judge Timothy Cavan, who issued the ruling, says Burkle did not intentionally try to kill the eagle, but his actions were unlawful. Documents released today show Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte misled investigators about his assault on a reporter and claimed that the, quote, liberal media was trying to make a story out of it. The documents from Gallatin County law enforcement include notes from an interview of Gianforte just after the attack. Gianforte told an officer that Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs had grabbed Gianforte's wrists and pulled the politician down on top of him. Multiple witnesses contradicted that account and said Gianforte became enraged at Jacobs for what he perceived as biased coverage. They said Gianforte body slammed the reporter, threw him to the ground, and punched him. Gianforte later pleaded guilty to assault. And finally, Montana's unemployment rate remained at 3.9% in October, maintaining the level it has been at for most of this year. Nationally, the unemployment rate was slightly higher at 4.1%. Bighorn County had the highest unemployment in the state at nearly 12%. I'm Maxine Spire with Montana Public Radio.